Sister Lisa, you'll be happy to know that one of our friends pointed out that I was the oldest person on the grounds. So, congratulations. I like it when they say, oh, you haven't changed a bit, Brother John. I'm going to stop talking about myself in a minute. You mean I looked this bad 20 years ago? I miss Brother Tom today. I think he's out trying to find out who pulled the plug earlier. But if you meet him on the grounds, ask him a question in German. Was machst du, Bruder Tom? And he'll answer you in German, ich mache einen guten Eindruck. That means I'm making a good impression. And so that's what we did yesterday, didn't we, David? We made a good impression. We did our job, I think. Even he helped me. Don't tell Kenny. That's my brother-in-law. He's the main pastor in my church. And the first telephone call there will be tomorrow, later after meeting, will be him. Well, your father-in-law, he took his jacket off in the morning service. God forbid. Thou changest not, we sang earlier. And I was reminded of things that have stayed pretty much the same here. The Lord's, of course, not changed, and that's what we were singing about. When I look at these beams, I was 12 years old when I first saw them. And they're still there. And they've been there longer than 70 years. I've been around over 70 years. Anyway, I'm having a surprise party on my 80th next week. You're all invited. My son is cooking the burgers. We're having a picnic, a regular Sunday school picnic next Saturday, Valley Stream Park. And so some folks actually know about it. They knew about it before I did. They had to tell me so I'd stay in the country and be able to attend. I had about eight things that I had thought about as I thought about the camp and the fact that we're going to work. And I looked up the word work in the Strong's Concordance. Brother and Sister Bowers, who were pastors before me in Canarsie, Brooklyn, they gave me one of those babies, about yay big and that thick and that wide and heavy, right, Brother John? That's why they named it Strong Concordance. You got to be strong to lift it. I don't think that was the guy's name, was it? Must be. You know, I'm not educated, so you have to forgive me. Oh, here we go again. Anybody got a candle? I had eight things I had picked out of that thing. There were about 400 references to work in the concordance from the Bible. You know, that has to do with the Bible, right? All of you know that, right? Every word in the Bible is in there. And where I got this thought that I mentioned earlier was that in Isaiah 45:7, there's that little phrase, well, at the end of this verse, let me read the verse. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker, that's our Lord, our creator. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd of the earth, and shall they say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou? People are like that. They're so arrogant, and they shake their fist against the Lord, and they think they're greater than the Maker. And we're dust. We're nothing. Oh, I meant to say that even that clock has favored the preachers. It's 4 hours and 17 minutes behind the amen. Don't go by that. It needs a AA battery. And set in First Chronicles, first of all. That's back in the Old Testament somewhere. The fourth chapter, the 23rd verse. These were the potter's And the leaf rakers and those that dwelt among the plants and hedges, we saw a lot of those folks yesterday. You know what? Listen to this last phrase. And don't turn to your smartphone and make believe you're reading this in Chronicles. You're probably playing Scrabble. Put it away. I have people like that in church. Anyway, listen to this phrase from the King James Version of the Bible.
Okay.
Did you say amen? They dwelt there with the king for his work. Now we're going to get serious. Why are we all here today? We're here for the king and his work. And Brother Ernie stole some of my sermon already. We would not be here unless the Lord was here. Unless there was something in this place, besides the furniture, besides the lake, besides the fresh air that we appreciate. If the Lord wasn't here, it would just be another camp, and worse, a place where people would party and serve the other side. But we are here for the king and his work. And I'm thankful for this place. As I said, I was 12 years old, and I try to stay away from that because people have heard my story for 67 years now that I'm here. And I remember sitting here with the staff and listening to nice stories from Brother Gordon. He had some good ones, and he read to us when we were kids. And I made a mistake once of sitting at his table in the dining room, and I had spiffed up, and I had showered, and I didn't shave then. I was dressed properly, and my blonde, wavy German hair was combed, and probably had some Vitalis cream oil on. I remember that, John. How did you keep your hair? Mine went. I had hair, you know, wavy hair. And he looked at me, and he said, "You know, John, you look a little better if you did your fingernails too." So I've done that over the years. But I'm here because the Lord brought me here, and my siblings, we were orphaned in Austria after the war, at the end of the war, the World War, okay? I know you, some of you people don't go that far. Anyway, I'm sorry, Ernie, I had two more things. I lost my notes. Yes, Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. It's every one of you. We did it unto the Lord, and some of these other passages would refer to that, but we're going to have a sermon later. The thing that you all waited for yesterday is in Exodus 36. Go there just a minute. Let's see. It's somewhere back here. Oh, yeah. Exodus 36:6. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work. God bless you. They didn't get that.
In the service of the King, every talent I will bring, I have peace and joy and blessing in God's service of the King. In the service of the King, every talent I will bring, I have peace.
It's called unto holiness.
Tell everybody. Tell everybody.
Okay. Normally, my smartphone, which happens to be off for a change because I don't want to disturb the meeting. I remember last year when Brother Eddie was in the middle of his sermon, when called unto holiness, that's a song that is the ringer for this thing. But we want to sing this song and really sing unto the Lord. And forgive my humor. After 80 years, you know, you run out of things to say. And so anyway, I try to serve the Lord and to behave myself. 44 in the New Pilgrim Camp book. Thank you, Brother Paul. Oh, maybe we should stand. Do we take an offering?